Pete Rennie is 48 years old, married with an 11-year-old son. He, Barbara, and Luke live in a house tucked back in the woods of Constantia, a few miles from the northern shore of Oneida Lake. Rennie has spent the last 25 years working at Carrier, where he produces crankcases for compressors. It's challenging operating a machine with more than 30 different functions, a job that he worked his way up to over the years. After high school, Rennie spent 2 years working in California. His father knew a manager at Carrier, and Rennie was hired there. Back then, his dad told him that if he got himself a job in a good factory, he'd have a job for life. Rennie is working 7 days a week right now, trying to earn as much money as possible before the as-yet-unannounced day in April when manufacturing at Carrier's Syracuse facilities will stop. It's a grueling schedule that starts when the alarm goes off at 3:30 a.m., but it's one that Rennie is willing to keep as long as he can.
What motivates me to get out there and do that is I have financial dreams. I have goals, financial goals, and I can't let go of those. I have to do what I have to do now to help eventually achieve those goals, one of which is, you know, retirement, another which is sending my son to college.
This is an about-face for this avid fly fisherman and family man, contemplating new jobs when he is only 6.5 years away from drawing a full pension at Carrier.
I think when you're in your late 40s, early 50s, it's kind of a pivotal time in your life. It's when everything hangs in the balance, all your retirement plans, your financial goals. I mean, this is when you either make it or you break it. This is when you're most productive. And when something like this happens, it just kind of pulls that rug out from underneath you.
Back in October, Rennie knew there was bad news when a foreman told him there was a meeting in the aisleway.
At first I thought, well, maybe they're just going to close one of the other manufacturing facilities. In my wildest dreams, I couldn't have imagined that they were going to close both manufacturing plants at once. It was a shock to everyone.
Rennie's family didn't take the news too well at first. Barbara Rennie was angry and confused. She asked her husband how Carrier could do this to him, to all of them. Their son Luke was frightened.
I can remember tears rolling down the cheeks of my son. Luke was afraid he would not be able to go to college. But I quickly assured him that he would. One way or another, I assured him that I would find a way. That was my pledge to him.
I said, "Dad, am I going to be able to go to college?" And he said, "Yeah, but that's going to be really tough. Colleges aren't that cheap anymore. They're pretty expensive, a lot of money, thousands and thousands of dollars. And I think about my dad every time we have talks about Carrier and stuff. And by listening to my dad, I've learned a little bit about finances and stuff, and I know, and this is going to be tough."
Rennie doesn't think the full scope of the situation will hit some of his coworkers until they walk out the doors of Carrier for the last time. He worries about those guys who haven't planned well for their family's futures. He says everyone there regularly goes through a range of emotions when they think or talk about what's ahead of them.
You go to work and some days, you know, everybody's kind of upbeat. But then, you know, an hour later, you look at that same person and you'll see confusion. Other times, you'll see sadness. You work with people for 25 years and you learn about their children. And I think when they really start to think about it, and the closer that it comes to actual closure, they have this look of, what am I going to do? You know, where am I going to go?
One of the difficult things for the workers is that management hasn't yet told them when their last day is, though the rumor is that it will be at the end of April.
I wish I did have a definite date. It kind of helps put everything into perspective in terms of your finances and what you think you can achieve, what you hope to achieve. Plus, I think it adds a little bit of closure to everything.
Rennie's thoughts on what to do next vary from day to day, too. Sometimes going back to school seems like a big commitment for another 10 to 12 years of work. Other times, becoming a fly fishing guide seems like it would be the most satisfying thing to do.
Sometimes I'll lie awake at night with so many ideas I can't sleep. I'll just have to get up and I'll sit on the couch and try to make some sense of it all, try to find some kind of direction. Today is just one of those days that I think I'm more concerned about getting the snow and ice off my roof. today I'm just interested in getting through another day at work.
Carrier's severance package will provide a short-term cushion to Rennie and many of his coworkers. They will each receive 2 weeks' pay for each year they've worked at Carrier. With Rennie's wage currently at $16.64 an hour and his wife's first-grade teaching job, this means some serious belt-tightening in family finances. But Rennie is also worried about what he sees as Carrier's inflexibility over pensions. He says that it's not right for Carrier to make so many workers in their late 40s and early 50s wait until age 65 to draw on their pensions, when they were just a few years away from them.
I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but, you know, when you devote 25, 30 years of your life to one company, I think you would expect a little more. The severance money, that's fine, and that's surely going to help the guys in the short-term future. But it's the long-term future where we need the help.
For now, Pete Rennie and his family are dealing with life day by day, trying to spend as much time together as they can and staying hopeful.
It is definitely an unwelcome set of events, but it's also a chance, I think, to do something new with my life. I've been there for so long, and when you work for some place for so long, sometimes you tend to become stagnant. So maybe this is a new opportunity. You have to be optimistic. You have to look ahead, because there's nothing else you can do.
For the WRVO stations, this is Sky Road.